While US President Donald Trump says he is working on a trade deal with China, analysts in Beijing say they doubt if any agreement can be reached by the deadline he has set at March the 2nd, if ever. In his State of the Union address, Trump said any agreement he made would reduce America's deficit and end unfair trade practices. This followed a recent meeting with China's chief trade negotiator Liu He, at which he said he believed the world's two largest economies could reach the biggest deal ever made. During his address, however, Trump ramped up his rhetoric against China, accusing Beijing of stealing American jobs and wealth. He said, quote, "The theft is now over."
The U.S. ran a $303 billion deficit with China last year. More seriously, America accuses China of unfairly subsidizing high-tech industries, stealing its technology, and forcing American companies to hand it over in exchange for market access.
China has responded with a pledge to buy more U.S. goods, tougher penalties for IP theft, and a new law to reduce pressure on foreign companies to transfer technology. But it has not budged on state support for technologies like telecoms and robotics, which it sees as vital for national prosperity and global influence.
Technology is the key to our future development and not open to negotiation. It would be much better if we had American cooperation here, but if we don't, we will push forward without it.
On technology, the Chinese government has warned too.
We hope that the U.S. can see other countries' scientific and technological development from an open and inclusive perspective. It completely makes no sense that the U.S. allows only itself to develop but not others, and criticizes and suppresses other countries' scientific and technological development.
With the two countries seemingly at loggerheads, some analysts say more time is needed.
If no agreement is reached by the deadline, we should not see this as escalation of a trade war, but as a call to continue negotiations, to listen to differences on both sides, renew efforts to narrow them.
But others say a new era in China-U.S. relations of rivalry or even enmity is inevitable.
America is the world's largest economy and China is second. We can see now that America is not willing to let another economy grow larger than two-thirds the size of its own, and that's where China is. I think America is making a mistake trying to hold China back, because China will not be held back.
An American team of trade negotiators is expected in China in mid-February. Stephen Rebay, Press TV, Beijing.